Morning. I'd like to call the July 14th, 2011 City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement meeting to order, please. Madam Secretary, would you call the order? Let me call the roll, excuse me.
Ms. Hyde?
Here.
Ms. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Bourne?
Here.
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And Mr.
Stevens? Here.
Of all members of the board had the opportunity to review the June 9th, 2011 meeting minutes?
Yes, sir.
Are there any amendments, changes, or corrections? There are none. I'd like to have a motion for approval, please.
I move for acceptance.
We have a motion and second. Are there any questions or comments regarding the minutes? Here and none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Does any member of the board like to disclose any ex parte communication that he or she has had with any person who may be coming before the board? I'd like to ask all members of the audience, if you have a cell phone, would you please make sure it's on either silent or vibrate? Are there any members of council present who may be representing their respondents?
Oh, back there.
Come forward. Which case is it? Before you start, let me just swear the staff in. If staff will come forward and be sworn. You don't have to sit. You can just come forward. You can come forward. Which case is it?
Good morning.
Good morning.
The first case is CEB 0711103, City of Daytona Beach versus Mayan Ocean Waters.
Item number
26. Thank you.
Case number 26 is CEB 0711103, Mayan Ocean Waters LLC and Daytona Beach 6 LLC and Arbor Realty Participation LLC. Go ahead, Dennis.
Can you state your name for the record, please? Yeah.
Certainly. Aaron Thompson.
Yeah, we're here today.
Come over the mic. There you go.
Yeah, we're here today to find the property at 103 South Ocean in non-compliance. Okay. And we're asking 60 days, give them 60 days to continue to work on their electrical violations.
Have all permits been pulled yet, Denz?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Ms. Thompson.
It's my understanding that the electrical, there's two parts of the violation. There was an electrical wiring issue, and then there is some soffit or some concrete work that needs to be done. So my understanding is that the electrical work was completed. I don't know if we can confirm that. But the major component of the violation is the concrete spalling issue that we have contracted with HMS and Bill Wallace, who's the engineer. We are under contract, and the concrete survey part has already begun, and we expect to have the reports and the survey completed this week to then follow right into the actual completion of the work. So the 60 days would permit us to be fully compliant at that time.
Does this overhang the parking lot or the rear, or what part of the building?
My understanding is that it's a balcony work. I don't know that I can speak directly.
Is it what I'm after? Is the ground floor roped off, and that's where there could be potential falling of material?
Oh, it's about the material.
I'm sure it's not secure.
Well, it should be secured right now.
Make that part of a motion.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly when we after the survey is done to know exactly the scope of how much work is to be done in the nature, then when the permits are pulled, I mean, the contractor is going to have to obviously keep public safety in mind. So can't speak to exactly without the survey being completed yet what we will do, whatever the city obviously wants us to do while the work is being done.
Could you explain to me why this you were notified in April and it is now July? why it's taken so long?
Other than to say that these properties are owned by a bank and that nothing is quick to get approved and to get done, so to say that we can't make decisions in-house, it's not an excuse. It's just everything has to be run up to the bank that owns it and through their board, so we still find ourselves in that predicament, but it definitely takes longer than just approving it in-house.
And I can say also that there were several certified letters that were mailed out to the respondent, and we only received a signature on June 21st, 2011.
There I believe were, some of the notices are going to the bank. Some of the property level, we don't always receive them right away.
Right.
Is the property occupied right now?
It is.
It's rented. Okay.
I would like to make a motion that if this is indeed a safety issue, that the owners, whoever they may be required to at least secure the ground floor area where the potential for that material to come down. It should be done now.
I think we need to find them in non-compliance first.
Right. Yeah.
And then if that's part of your motion, we can say that it'll be done now. I think that'll be fine. You need the administrative part first.
Ms. Thompson, on behalf of your client, do you agree that some or all of these violations existed at the time of notice?
Ms. Thompson.
On behalf of your client, do you agree that some or all of these violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
Chair, would it,
I would move that the property be held to be in non-compliance as of this date.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Boyne, second by Mrs. Himes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Okay. Now I'll make my motion that if this is all right with the code board, if you feel that this is a safety issue, that something could come down, then it's imperative that they rope off that bottom area.
Well, actually, the only thing really going to come down would be old paint when they start scraping, so we can ensure that they protect the ground.
Okay, so
make
the concrete,
sure no vehicles,
concrete is solid?
Yeah, correct. Yes.
Okay, then I'm not going to make the motion.
Okay, they make it 60 days that they want.
Yeah, I would say that this be done, this repair be done within 60 days, and that's my motion.
I think she asked that all repairs would be completed.
All repairs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I understand the electrical's supposed to be done, so they need to get an inspection.
Denzel, do you believe that September 1st would be an adequate amount of time? September 1st? That's 60 days?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Harrington, second by Mr. Brown. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. And I believe you had another case, Ms. Thompson, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, the 600 Barnes address.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't have the case number for the other one. It's for the Saxony.
No, I believe it's number 25, 135 South Ocean.
Yes, yes.
Same block as the other one.
Same. I'm sorry, same.
Same block as the other one, just down the street.
Case number 25 is CEB 07111102, Brian Gillespie, 25, Roman numeral 25, LLC. And I believe that's RAIT. Am I reading this correctly, Ms. Thompson? CRE, CDO, Roman number 1, Limited, RAIT Partnership, LLP.
That's correct. It's a lender out of Philadelphia.
Okay. Property is located at 35 South Ocean Avenue. That's one of Tom's also. Denzel.
The issues were the pool and people sleeping in the rooms at night, breaking in, and we wanted it to be put on the no trespass arrest site and cleaned up. And I think the last time I spoke with you all, the last thing I heard, that was taken care of, and then I went on, I was out of town.
Right.
So.
This property has been an issue for the city for quite some time. We have the management company that is under contract to provide limited security for this property, meaning that the property is not operational. It's not open to the public right now, but that then creates another issue of vagrancy. So as many times as we board it up, as soon as we turn back around, they're back in the rooms again. So this has been a constant issue. What we did is, in talking with the owners, we recommended that the property be fully demolished rather than this continuing issue to exist. So we received two bids for demolition, which puts the project somewhere between low end is $40,000, high end is about $60,000. And my understanding from talking with the owners is that proposal is being considered by their board right now to be fully demolished, with the expectation that they would prefer to spend the $40,000 than to continue to repair. Just to fix the repairs that are current it's about $5,000 to $6,000. So, and that would only make it compliant for a period of time. So my representation to you today is that I believe a 30-day roll would allow me to come back before you. Hopefully she should be able to show you that the property is under contract to be demolished. Now, whether the demolition is fully completed at that time, I can't say for sure, but I think 30 days would at least allow us to see if the board for the owner has agreed the demolition and we're moving in that direction. I think that's the ultimate resolution that the board would like to see.
I just have a question, Ms. Thompson, not that it's my business per se, but do you really believe it's more cost-effective to demolish this particular property than to repair it and maybe bring it back to a point where it can be habitable?
Yes.
Not that I'm saying that it should not be. I don't know, but...
May I say something?
Sure.
We do find her in non-compliance. So.
I'd like to move that the property be held to be in non-compliance as of this date, and that the respondent be allowed 30 days to either come into compliance or return to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000.
Before we get a second, can I make a comment? Because Ms. Thompson is unsure that the property is going to be demolished within 30 days, is it amenable for the city to give them maybe 60 and a progress
30
report?
30-day update, yeah.
At our next meeting, maybe have a progress report and 60 days for compliance?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Right now, the property is being secured, it's being monitored, and it's clean. So as long as it stays like that, that's fine.
Okay. Let me ask you, Denzel, why would the city want to demolish the property?
Could we have conversation at the mic, please? I can't hear what you're talking about.
We also want it to be on the trespass arrest site with the stenciled onto the building so they don't rip down the sign.
Okay. Ms. Miles?
I didn't realize I was before you today, so let me apologize.
That's
for
all right.
Mess.
You're fine. Let Ms. Hapton swear you in first. I didn't see you. Sorry about that.
The statement is not that the city wants the property demolished.
Mm-hmm.
What it is the previous non-conforming use has since ceased. So
Reestablish
it is not.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
We have a motion by Mr. Borns filing the respondent in non-compliance. Was there a second?
Second.
Who has the second over there? I heard two voices. Ms. Kundig. Okay. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
This is just the non-compliance.
Non-compliance. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, Ms. Thompson, do you agree that the client, your client, the conditions existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
This is non-compliance?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and second. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Chair would entertain a motion. We previously found the respondent in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until September 1st, 2011 to to compliance and requiring respondent or respondent's counsel to appear at our August 11, 2011 meeting to give us a progress report. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown. I believe the second was Mr. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Basically, Ms. Thompson, we're requiring that either yourself or one of your partners or someone who represents the or your client show up at our August 11th meeting for a progress report, and we're going to allow you until September 1st in order to bring the property into compliance. I think that will be more fair, especially with the questions regarding the demolition.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, when you say into compliance, you mean either demolish it or bring it up?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, going back to case number one. Case number one is CEB 101084, Grandview Manor, Daytona Beach, or DB LLC, which is in compliance as of June 30th, 2011. Case number two is CEB 021125, Fred M. Hopster. This is the respondent here. Property is located at 914 North Halifax Avenue.
We're asking that the imposition of a fine be waived right now. They received the permits on June 13th, and they have begun the work. You'll see a picture of it shortly. And it's pretty extensive. They're going to go in the back and remove the retaining wall and rebuild it. So we're asking 60 days on that,
okay,
if possible.
The inspectors ask us that we amend our previous order and continue the case, allowing the respondent until September 1st, 2011, to bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borens. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. Is this the case where the owner died in...
Yes.
And so these are like his heirs that are working this now?
I believe so, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Fred died.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay. Case number three is CEB 031139, Paul G. and Linda E. Harold. Property is located at 136 South Peninsula Avenue. South Peninsula Drive. Is the respondent here?
No, it's for a progress report, and the bank still doesn't have possession of it, but they've hired a company to go ahead and clean up the yard. The yard's been cleaned up, and it's being maintained until they can do something else with the court's permission.
Have any idea how it's going to take for that?
You know how the, I mean, yeah. I'd like a October cutoff for the next progress report.
Did we set a compliance date?
And that's what it looks like now? Oh, no. That would look like, I'm sorry, that was what it looked like before. It's all been boarded up. Yard's been, all the trash has been cleaned up.
August.
Yeah, it's
August 3rd.
That's a before?
That's a before. Those are all the before pictures.
Well, you're asking for another 60 days, Michael?
Yeah. I mean, until they're able to take control of it. I mean, they did everything they could.
I don't remember, but has the Liz Pendon been filed?
It would have to be.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, it's set to come back on the August 11th agenda. If it's not compliance by August 3rd.
Okay.
Do you want to amend at that point?
We need to amend that order. I want to give them 60 days, so we'll come back next month. So I'll come back next month.
It's the wishes of the board. We can wait until next month to do it, or we can amend it now.
Mike, would it be prudent for this to come back next month, or be prudent to wait until September?
Yeah, I would wait. I'd give them as much time as you can.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to amend our previous order and allow the respondent to our September meeting.
September 1st
to bring the property in compliance, or would be returned to the board for a fine up to $1,000 per day.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borens. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number four is CEB 041154, Resource Properties Incorporated and Surety Bank. Property is located at 1065 North Atlantic Avenue. Good morning. Will everyone be testifying?
Maybe.
Will you all just move, come forward, and be sworn? Raise your right hands.
Can you just state your names, please?
Arthur Cullitz.
Joe Crandall.
Ryan James.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth and the whole truth and the truth?
Yes.
Go ahead, Denzel.
This property had numerous violations, but now it's, the bank is in possession of it, and they have contracted with Mr. Crandall's construction company to come in and do the repairs, make the repairs, and he's in the process now of pulling the permits in order to do that. So before we actually impose a fine or amend it, we want to amend it, but I want you to hear from the construction company to see exactly what it's going to take for them to come into compliance.
Okay.
If that's possible.
All right. Thank you.
Since the bank has taken possession, the property has been vacated. There's no safety issues at this time. I'd like to mention that about six of the violations have already come into compliance. There's several different issues. I can begin a permit process now for some things. But some issues are going to take a consult and meetings and all, and it's going to take a while to get some other permits. So I would like to come back in about 60 days with a progress report.
Can you give us an idea as to which violations have been corrected?
All the vehicles, all the trash, the yard, all the exterior stuff has been taken care of, and the deadbeats have been evicted. It took several weeks just for that.
What about the windows?
We've had a plumber there to start on the major sanitary issues. I can pull a permit almost immediately for a roof repair and small stuff, but I have several meetings next week with the fire inspector and the building inspector to determine what they're going to want us to do as far as fire safety issues, like, you know, exit signs and floodlights and all that kind of stuff. It's a design nightmare.
Is the building secure?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
What about the windows? Have those been repaired or replaced?
Yeah, actually, there was very minimum window, and they've been boarded up, yes.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think it's too obvious from the street.
Is this an apartment house?
Yeah, it's a 12-unit apartment building. No, I don't think so, but I can. If you want, we do have on-site security.
I'm not sure we want to put it on trespass arrest site right now, and that's because they have someone staying on property to make sure, and I don't want them to get in running with the police.
I'm asking which six items that he said have already been completed.
The vehicles on the property, trash on the property. I don't have them all in front of me. Egress problems, because a lot of the furniture was in the hallways.
Okay.
I mean, the whole place has generally been cleaned up. Grass issue, and I think there was a plumbing issue with the parking lot retaining water. That's a sump pump has been installed already.
Okay.
So, but I mean, general overall decent shape.
You said you would like to provide a progress report in 60 days, Mr. Crandall. But when do you think you would have the property in full compliance? And I'm only not going to hold you to it. It's just an estimate.
That's a very difficult question. To be honest with you, Mr. Stevens, I'd request 6 months at this time. I mean, I will get started and get a lot of issues done, but there are big ticket items that are going to take a while. And I'm sure the bank doesn't have any intention of renting or, you know, occupying the property until we get done.
Denzel, do you agree with that?
Yes. From our conversation, he did tell me 6 months for the completion, but he can get started right away.
Okay.
And as long as it's clean and unoccupied, I have no problem with that.
Somehow I think we ought to at least have a progress report in the next 90 days.
Mm-hmm. I'd like it even sooner than that.
Well, he was willing to come back in 60 and give you a progress report.
Yes. Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing respondents to return to our September 8th meeting to provide a progress report, and further requiring the respondent to make sure that all the property does meet the city's safety standards and is secure at the city standard as well. And at that time, I guess we can set a compliance date.
Remain unoccupied, except for
the person who is on site for security purposes.
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Himes, second by Mr. Bourne. So are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Okay, Mr. Crandall, what we've allowed you to do is to provide a progress report at our September 8th meeting. The property is to be secure to city standard. And also, the only person that should be on the property full-time should be the person you have that's providing security. So it should remain unoccupied as well. Okay, but we'll see either yourself or someone else, maybe from the bank, or if you want to, you can provide a progress report to the inspector as well. Okay. Do you have any further questions?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a specific place that's better to send the order? The respondent will do the surety bank.
That's fine. Continue to surety bank.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Case number 5 is CEB041159, Michelle C. and Jennifer N. Moore. Property is located at 156 East Baywood Square.
That's in compliance, July 12th.
Thanks, Danny.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
When was this? Obviously, it wasn't first notified 12-1-11.
Oh, that was the type of
season. What is it? What were they first notified?
Probably.
Okay.
It was about, like, 2 months ago. It's about the young couple.
Currently 2010 since the date of Rappaport.
Yeah.
January 1, 2011.
Okay.
Would have been the correction date, so
okay.
We'll presume that it was. Danny, do you
have any? Okay. It was in compliance.
Oh, it's in compliance?
Yes.
It's in compliance now,
July
12th.
It's in compliance.
For that fit, I'm assuming it's 2010 as well. Case number 6 is CEB041164, Stephen L. and Deborah A. Rafshin. Property is located at 948 Pelican Bay Drive. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you raise your hand, please? Do you solemnly swear affirm the testimony you're about to provide us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
State your name, please.
Stephen Rathjen.
So I didn't murder your name.
I'm sorry?
I was telling him I didn't murder his name.
Oh.
What can you tell us about it, Dane?
Well, the rain has definitely caused a delay for his project. He's also wound up, on the 12th, the pictures on the July 12th are taken. Actually, these were in the rain. And he's replaced some of the wood on the west side, but he came into some other problems. with a tree that he has to remove. So he did get the permit, a tree removal permit. Okay. And also he has had electrical problems within the wall, so he's had to deal with that. He's also applied for an electrical permit and obtained that. So he's gotten into other issues. So in the beginning he did ask for, I believe, 4 months. And we were working on a month-to-month thing, so now we're asking if we can amend for another 2 months instead of coming next month, and with certain that it will be done.
Did they get your wood order correct? I think that was the issue last time. The wood you had ordered?
Yeah, they finally did. It was a problem because all that come to done when they originally built all those houses out there, and they would find a mill to recut it for us was a major problem, and that's what really caught us up. But at this point, I've got some problem on the south end of the house where the work got a lot more extensive than just siding. What happened was it got in around the door. I have to replace the door, and there's some wood that has to be done behind the electrical panel, which I have to have the electrical panel and the meter taken off the house. It became a lot more extensive than just what we came in for. I since found out I had to go to Pelican Bay again and have them, their architectural review committee, turn around and review it. And they've done so, and I've got an approval back as of the 5th of July, and I turned it in for permits so I can move ahead on it. But I've had my hands tied since the beginning of last month on this phase of the project, and that's been the problem. So
that was also the delay. He had to, when he came for the permits, they made him go back. He had to get permission from the our committee, get that approved, and then he can take that notice, bring it over here, and then get the permit.
And now the permits, from what I understand, as of yesterday, the permits are now approved, so we can move ahead.
Would September be enough time for you to have this completed?
I believe so.
This is what he completed. On one side, he's had a few little issues up there. He already pressure cleaned, but he has to paint. This is wood that he's already taken out and replaced with the new wood. It's up towards the end, the new wood you'll see. And then right there,
that's all new cedar on the side there.
And he's going to replace with more there. And then towards the left is where he wound up, where the tree is, and has gone into some electrical issues.
Well, Mr. Chair, I don't think any of us can control Mother Nature and the occurrences of rain in the state of Florida, so I'd like to make a motion to amend our previous order and allow the respondent until September 1st, 2011, to come into compliance or return to the board for a fine up to $1,000 per day.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown. Is there a
second?
Second by Mr. Barnes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Actually, I have one. Dan, is the rust a result of maybe the underground sprinkler system?
That's correct.
It was, but what happened was the wood had gotten rotted. The way that part of the house, the way the trim was, it was holding water, and it caused rot within the wood at the same time as the rust. It became a lot more than what was on the surface.
Not to delay him anymore or cause any more work, but I had recommended that maybe moving the sprinklers where it doesn't hit it.
And we're in the process of doing that, too.
Right. Okay. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay. We've allowed you until September 1st, Mr. Rafton, to bring the property into compliance.
Thank you.
If you run into a problem, please notify Mr. Garcia. Thank you. We did, yes. Case number 7 is CEB 051168, Christopher and Anna Eckstein. Property is located at 229 South Grandview Avenue. Good morning.
Anna Eckstein.
What can you tell us about it, Michael?
The work was completed on the front porch where they boarded up the second floor, put a 2x4 over the outside of it, and screwed it in. And they had put cross tapes on the front porch on the bottom floor, which stopped them from going to the side. Over this week, the tenant seemed to have removed the tape and started putting couches back there. And I went by this morning. It was again. Were you there again? Because I was there, and the couches were still there, and the bicycles.
Really?
Yeah.
She
did pull a permit yesterday. It would be Halifax Wrecking pulled a permit yesterday, or applied for a permit yesterday to tear that down. Until it's approved, it won't. I mean, it'll be, I guess, a week and then they'll be tore down. I know she paid for it almost 2 weeks ago, so I did hear from them 2 weeks prior. So she's trying. They're the ones who slowed it down.
Right. Are they going to demolish the entire structure?
They're going to demolish the second floor completely and the first floor. The architect went back out and gave me a letter stating that the bottom porch is okay and can be rebuilt. So they're going to leave that, remove all the wood, and put everything new that needs to be done new, and they'll pull a permit for that.
Okay.
Also, that's just the life safety stuff. And then we have all the rest of the stuff, which is the paint, windows. And I said this was just a first phase, so then she's here for the second phase to talk about how long you'll give her and that kind of stuff.
So this will be a one-story building when they're...
No, only the second floor of the balcony is going. And that door will be closed in and made into a window or something. That second floor will be gone of the porch.
Balcony only. Okay.
Are there still... Is it still occupied?
Yes.
Wasn't it last month that we got a list of what needed to be done immediately to secure and make
yes.
the building safe? Were those
mm-hmm.
things accomplished?
Yes, they were.
But what is the tape for? I don't consider that a secure.
We have an access on the back, so the tenants not
see right here
this.
Along these, the border right here. All they did was he didn't want them on that side of the porch because it's weak.
Okay.
And we put the architect put tape on.
And that's considered secure?
Well, you're not supposed to cross that tape. I mean, it's like taping off.
Yeah, I understand.
We send all the tenants certified letters that they cannot enter through that entrance because they have another entrance. And we personally talked to them. And after I talked to you yesterday,
yeah.
I called them immediately. They said they put the couch so they can clean the place, but they said we're not using the entrance. I'm going there right now to make sure that talk to them again, I guess, not to use that entrance. And they said it's going to be another 5 days before they can do the work, but just a few more days.
Who's they?
The Halifax Working Company.
Okay.
You keep showing these fences. Are those fences repaired?
That's the second phase. This is the emergency. This stuff that had to be done by the architect quickly. And then there's a ton of stuff still to come, which she's going to talk about. She hired a new contractor. Or a contractor for the rehab of this property.
Is the entire front porch off limits right now, Mike?
Yes. Well, no. The architect said they put new wood on that aisle, so they can go.
So they can use the aisle, but not the sides.
Right. That's what he recommended.
And if they're tearing down the tape, is it? Well, I guess that would be for her to have the contractor put. I mean, if the tape isn't holding them back, to maybe even put up a piece of plywood so they can't use it. But again, that's up to the contractor, and we can't. I just want to make sure everybody's safe.
Yeah, the first floor is. Oh, the second floor is more worse.
And they're
right.
And their tenants in the second floor.
Well, the second floor and board. Yeah, they can't even go in.
So they can't exit onto the second floor.
They can knock them out any longer. They put plywood. They crawled up on the outside of that thing and screwed in plywood and covered that door completely.
Right.
I have a photo of that.
Do we have any, is there any need for us to be concerned with people on the bottom having, even with the weakness of the bottom floor, caving in?
The architect took all that into effect, and in his report, all he asked for was that aisle to be used. He's the expert.
Okay.
Mr. Leet, who happens to be the architect, made a couple of notes in the information that I have before me. He says from the front building lower porch block off the sides of the porch from columns to front wall, even the center exit from door to stair. In addition to that, front door upper porch close off access to porch by nailing door shut. And the rear building porch and stair, he asked that the respondent replace the middle 4x4 from foundation to beam at roof and reattach railing to stair. And that was...
That was done.
That was all done.
Yeah, and that was on... The transmission of the email was on June 7th, 2011, and the letter itself is dated June 7th. Again, this is David Leet, the architect. And then you all have another letter. If you would pass it back around, let Mr. Smart and Mr. Harrington review it.
Mr. Chair, I'm thinking of the tape, too, which we asked to have it marked off, but... Would it be a big hardship to just put, like someone said, a piece of plywood are made so they can't.
That's the tape that they put. See, the end upstairs, I was boarded on. It's the construction tape. There are young people living in there.
Yeah, they're going to take the tape down. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She tried. I mean, she really.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm saying on the bottom there, don't they have to walk straight? Not on that side.
We can board this door too if you want to.
They can put a board across the door and they only have the exit out the back.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask as well.
Put a board up inside.
Yeah, I didn't say it.
I was thinking a piece of plywood should.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
But the architect did say they could do that because they boarded up the door of the upstairs on the top and they can do it there because they do have the exit out the back.
Can I ask one question? How many tenants are living in the bottom floor?
How many?
Yeah,
he has another case on it.
Okay.
Mike, did we decide about these phases? That concerns me. This is one small piece of property, and we're talking about phases here. And it's going into months for this just to be this first phase to be done. Did we actually say that these repairs could be done in phases?
You ordered the repair to be done in 1 week, I think you gave her.
Right.
So that
we asked for the immediate concerns to be addressed.
Okay, let's talk about the second phase.
Second phase, because you ordered a first phase to happen.
Because
and I think we talked about tape as well, not being something that was secure.
So the architect that was the one that did that. He went out there and oversaw what he wanted.
Well, I know, but he doesn't own the property.
No, no.
I think Ms. Eckstein. Oh, I'm sorry. Ms. Eckstein, I think you can leave the board if you can direct your contractor to just put a piece of plywood on that bottom porch so that it cannot be accessed.
Yes, we will do that.
You know, with the porch being weak, that would be the last thing we want to see or hear of someone being hurt. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it's cheap and it's reasonable.
No problem.
Well, my concern is with Mr. Jackson's is does that present a fire safety hazard?
We're just closing off the sides, not the door.
Close the door.
Just closing the sides off.
The side of the porch.
Oh.
So they can straight out.
Nailing that door. So.
Yeah. I think that's where my mind was. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board?
Yes, I think that this property is in deplorable condition and that we need to move more quickly rather than less quickly, especially with people. If there weren't people living in it, securing a building would make me feel comfortable, but it does not make me feel comfortable to look at this building and know that tenants are living in it with all the defaults or defects in the property and to give someone months and months to correct it. So I'm very uncomfortable with this property.
The items that we are addressing, just so we're staying on point, the rotting wood is with the porch only, correct?
No, the whole building.
Okay.
When we brought it for the whole building, but we singled out the front porch and the side safety issues by the architect. And that's what you all acted on immediately. The rest of the stuff is still.
There's a compliance date.
There's a compliance date of the.
No, there's a full compliance date by August 3rd.
Okay. We'll come back next month.
Okay. During our meeting in August, we can determine if we need to amend our order or not, or determine if the respondent is in full compliance. At this meeting, we were requiring the respondent to provide a progress report. Mm-hmm. And if we were going to impose a fine if she had not met those immediate issues that were previously ordered. So any further action that beyond voting and making a motion that we need to take?
Ms.
Kundig, did you?
I know.
Ms. Kundig, did you want to amend the order, or do you feel comfortable with the standing order?
I'm
I know
not
that you had some concerns.
I was saying that she did what she was supposed to do when there is tape up. And I don't really, it doesn't matter to me whether the architect did it or who did it.
I think we asked
I don't consider that compliance.
Yeah.
the tape. We talked about the safety of the tenants, and at this point, I'm not convinced, as of today, that the tenants are safe.
I'm not sure of the language, but I think we did say tape or roped off.
We did.
At our last one.
Okay.
Let's just make a motion and then get to plywood.
The order included the attachment, I think that was the final order, of the architect.
Yes.
Specifically.
Do you want some additional stuff to this? We need to make an order to amend the original or just make it a plywood instead of tape?
Yes, I make a motion to amend the five we would like to, Mr. Chair.
Mm-hmm. Sure, if you like.
To amend the motion to apply plywood in lieu of tape. Okay.
To what specific areas?
First floor.
So the front porch, so that they can only come out the door and walk straight out. They can't go to the right or the left.
We even told them not to use that door, and they said they're not.
Yeah, we are asking you now to apply plywood
we'll do that.
There.
And the Halifax Rican Company, they said it's going to be between 3 to 5 days before they will get the permit. And as soon as he gets the permit, he said, I'm going to do this the very first thing. So...
Either plywood or some other suitable material.
Right. That will not allow usage.
Ms. Himes?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion by Ms. Himes. Is there a second?
Second.
Did that Amy?
I'm just thinking, if we're amending it to add that portion, then we need to also include the new, bring the compliance date along.
I say it's still the next month.
Yeah.
We're just changing one thing. Just changing what we're requiring.
No. And the plywood is specifically
when,
to
when is,
on the bottom of the porch.
To secure the first floor porch.
The
prior letter referenced the area's front building, front building lower porch. The letter from David Lee said block off the sides of the porch from columns to front wall, leaving the center exit from door to stairs. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's still what you want. It's
right.
Block off the stairs. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're asking what kind of material. It's not going to be applied with
red
tape.
The material for blocking. So as to the blocking of the lower porch, you want that blocked with plywood.
And what's the effective date, or how long would you like to give her in to have that done, Ms. Himes?
Immediately.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board?
Now, I just want Ms. Eckstein to understand we're doing that for not only our safety as a city, but also for yours as the owner.
Right.
Just so you know, we're not just coming up with stuff. You know, we want to make sure everybody is protected here, but more so from the city standpoint.
Okay. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Okay. Yeah. We have one opposed, Amy. Ms. Kundig. Yes, next case.
And Mike's next, anyway.
You're back up, Michael. We're done with that one, but you're up next. Case number 8 is CEB 051171 Douglas Smetley. Shalmetti. Thanks, Amy. The property is located at 1010 Main Street. Responded here?
No. The compliance date, 7/12/2011. We're asking for a will finding.
Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and finding the respondent in compliance as of July 12, 2011, and giving consideration to a will find for subsequent violations. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Mike, that's just a banner up there.
It was a banner.
Compliance, July 12.
Compliance, yes.
This is what he was able to put where the was that big kahuna sign up there, which was approved by zoning and
so we're asking
and the redevelopment board.
And the redevelopment board. Everything that was approved by them was on that drawing. Mm-hmm. And he added that the banner, and the banner had to come down, so I told him to remove the banner. I got the photo of it gone, and now we're asking for a will find, so if he puts it back up, we'll be back. Unless he can get it approved.
Wouldn't this also impact this particular business for participating in Bike Week, Biketoberfest, those types of things? Is Colleen still over there?
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
Okay. Does this particular individual know that, Colleen?
Probably not.
Okay.
So we're saying if we do a will find, it'll affect it, or?
It's already been found
in compliance.
It's already been found in compliance.
Okay, great. You're right.
I mean, he had noticed.
Yeah.
He could have taken it down before.
Okay. Who was the motion? We have. Okay. The motion was to find them in compliance as of July 2nd.
We were at the question phase. I don't remember who made the motion.
On the will find. Fault,
and they will fine for any subsequent or additional violations up with a fine of $5,000 per occurrence. Somebody made the motion.
And I seconded it.
Mrs. Himes had the motion. Who had the second? Mr. Bourne's. Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 9 is CEB 061177, Daytona Ocean Sands, LLC. Property is located at 2024 North Atlantic Avenue.
Yeah, this property came into compliance 713.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Walter.
Walter?
It's in compliance. Denzel, do we need any testimony if it's in compliance?
No.
Okay, we're all set.
Thank you, sir.
It's in compliance?
Yes. 713.
Case number 10 is CEB 061179, Robert C. Gendry. Property is located at 109 Fairfax Drive. What can you tell us about it, Danny?
The property is still in non-compliance and asking for a $25 a day running fine, capped at $15,000.
Danny, I just want to make sure. The plywood that's outside, and someone lives there.
No, this is what happened was is I got a complaint from the homeowner association in Georgetown of dorm living. I proved that there was dorm living. The landlord evicted the tenants, and it's been abandoned. It's been, never been filled. The plywood that you see there on the side, it was in the front, and then somehow it got put on the side. And they started with one door on the side, and then it was two doors. This is from the 12th, I took the picture, it was raining again, and one of the doors is missing. I got with the neighbor, and the neighbor says that he's unaware, he says that nobody's living there, and easy fix would be to put it up in front to throw it out, and he didn't want to do it, nobody wants to do it. The homeowner association, Pat Franklin, didn't want to get involved with it, so she's the one that pushed it to come to the code board.
Has there been any contact with Mr. Gendry?
No contact at all. Ever since after the dorm living, I haven't had nothing.
Has our notice has been returned to us? Or?
Yeah, I actually did a posting, and one of the pictures I took of the posting, the notice on the door, that one right there. And I don't know who's maintaining the grass, if the city is or not. That's something I cited in the past. I don't have that area anymore.
I have a notice here that was signed by Mr. Gendry, Danny, but the date is looks like 79.
Yeah.
6/11/79.
79?
Yes. No. Or is that
no, that's
11 with a mark above those two numbers?
I actually...
I don't think that was the... what's the SEC? I don't know.
No, it was just sent to Mr. Gendry.
and I got the return letter.
Okay.
Returned back in May 29th.
Okay.
2011.
Chair would entertain a motion imposing a fine of $25 per day effective immediately or effective today, July 14, 2011, with a cap of $15,000.
I would like to
suggest that, from what I see, this has been going on since June the 11th of 2010, and I think the fine should be more than $25 a day.
Okay.
And make an amendment.
I'd say at least $35 to $50 a day.
It's fine.
We're just being totally ignored.
Are you amending that or what?
I'd like to amend it to at least $35 a day.
Mr. Bourne, would you also consider giving the city the authority to maintain the property if necessary and requiring the respondent to pay those costs as well, maintenance and securing the property if necessary?
Absolutely.
Is this in a homeowners association?
Yes.
And they're not responsible for...
That's what I talked about earlier. I just said, Pat
well,
Franklin...
Well, they say they don't want to, but...
Well, they don't want to be responsible for moving the materials from off the property. They just gave me the complaint to handle.
Okay, but they can hire somebody. I mean, I thought they thought homeowners association were responsible for maintaining... Mm,
that's up to them.
Units.
But that'd be a quick fix, and is just removing those doors, the plywood, a screen I noticed new ripped from the back door, and just laying in the back, and some other loose items.
Actually, homeowners association talks those who go on to private property. They're in charge of maintenance of the common area, sidewalk, etc.
Okay, that's not considered.
That's private property.
Outside is not common.
No, that's private property.
Yeah, they even tell me they can't go on the behind the front wall as we can.
Okay,
I took the photos from the neighbor's house.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Bourne. Is there a second?
Yes, I second.
Oh, you did? Sorry, Ms. Hines. I'm missing your seconds in your motion.
That's Mr. Smart's motion. He's making
that motion. Okay.
We haven't dealt with the who's going to pay for maintaining this. You said the city would take over.
The city would do it, but it would lien the property for the maintenance. Yeah. So it would still be the property of the homeowner.
Okay.
Now, anything the city does across the city, anything goes back to the respondent to take care of.
They bill the respondent?
Yes.
All lien them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a motion and second. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Case number 11 is CEB 061181, Karen Ann Fisher Barrett. Property is located at 1057 Berkshire Road. Morning, Vicki.
Good morning.
I'm assuming the respondent is not here. What can you tell us about it?
I have had contact with the property owner. I have talked with them on the phone. There was an inspection scheduled for the 6th of July. It failed. I've had no correspondence since, nothing, so we are here to impose the one-time fine of
$250. Okay. Chair, entertain a motion previously found in respondent noncompliance and imposing a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Smart. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Brown. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Do we know why the property failed inspection?
That would be permits and licensing. I can look it up and see that it failed.
Because it may have failed for code violations of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
That would be another case.
That would be another case.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is simply for the lack of occupational rental license.
Okay.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay. Case number 12 is CEB 061184, which is in compliance as of July 6, 2011. Case number 13 is CEB 061185, Mary Curry. Property is located at 1097 Madison Avenue.
No contact whatsoever. Both times we've had to post. No green cards, no receipt of our letters. So with no contact and nothing else for the occupational license alone, it's the $251 time fine.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion previously finding the respondent noncompliance and imposing a one-time $250 administrative fee. Is there such a motion?
So
moved. Second.
Motion by Mrs. Himes, second by Mr. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Vicki, is the property occupied?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 14, CEB 061186, and is in compliance as of July 6, 2011. Yes.
Is there any way we can take case number 24?
Sure. Yeah. I was just about to ask if we could maybe get rid of some of these cases where the respondent is actually here. Case number, we're going to skip the case number 24. Case number 24 is CEB 07111101, Linda J. Guido, 1109 Jacaranda Avenue.
Linda Guido. I do.
Who's?
I need copies for the board. What this is the case of an existing old platted easement at the rear of properties. The city doesn't do this anymore, but back in the day we did. To allow for. Thank you. Access, utilities, drainage, sometimes not in this instance. And this guy had secured a permit to build. If you don't remember the next day. Ms. Guido had secured a permit to build a swimming pool and a decorative masonry wall, which is lovely, had one inspection, and then encompassed the easement with fencing and plant work. It's now packing the house to the rear. With the debris going into the swimming pool. I thought it was kind of loud, sorry. And there's no provision for encroachment on the easement. No, I said again. Am I good?
You can get on the record.
Okay, I see.
Good. What would you like to say in response to Ms. Miles's comments or in defense of the violations?
When I moved in, I had rats in the house, in the attic, and in the easement, there was all kinds of debris. There were those pepper trees that they say they aren't... part of Florida and didn't want you to get rid of them. When we put the wall in, I cleaned up the easement. The pool enclosure was inspected and the fencing I had up was approved. I called the city on June 30th and unfortunately I talked to Colleen and then she referred me to somebody else. And they said nobody owns the easement. Well, they said FPL did. So I called FPL, and they said, oh, no, we don't own it. They only own the air. So I called back, and the gentleman I talked to, I have it on my calendar. I have three numbers, so maybe you could associate the number with whoever it is. But I have his telephone numbers. They just said, well, you know, you can clean it up. I don't have rats. My neighbor, Bruce Harden, he doesn't have rats. He had rats under his house. And, We had a huge problem, and I think I deserve a beautification award. The neighbors, what was falling into their pool had to be worse before, because it cost me probably $2,500 to clean everything up. I have pictures of, and also my neighbor gave me a plaque which shows that nobody owns the easement.
This is the same plaque, and it's dedicated to the public, which it states in this. And I have the original plaque from 1923 as well, if you'd like a copy. That's 1958. Same. It's the same piece of paper.
Colleen, what is in the easement? What is it actually in the easement?
It's an easement for access.
Correct. What is it? What's there?
What's the encroachment?
What's the encroachment?
Trees. She's planted trees and fences.
Hold on 1 second, ma'am.
One at a time.
If she cleans the easement like we all have to do to our parkage and our rights of way in front of our house, that's one thing. You don't get to improve it.
Can I?
Oh, can I? I'm sorry.
Can I put up these pictures?
Hold on. I'm sorry. If I can. You were saying what was in the easement. I didn't really hear what you were saying. And keep it up to my...
I keep doing it.
Yeah.
Ms. Guido is stating that there was a bunch of debris and stuff in that. I believe her. The aerial that I provided y'all is the clearest one that we have, which is 2006. There wasn't anything in there at that time. Removing invasive species, we appreciate that very much. You're supposed to do that at your house as well, and along the shoreline, etc. But you can't improve it. You can't put fencing pieces in there without a permit, because she wouldn't have gotten a permit.
No, I was packed. It was passed.
No, ma'am, that was the wall. And if you don't have to get the building official.
Not
however.
Pool enclosure, yeah.
Hold on.
Right,
hold on.
Which is not
ma'am,
fencing.
Ma'am, hold on a moment.
Sorry.
Wait, would you?
If all questions and comments can be directed to the board, please.
The rear of her property is walled in with an approved permit for footers and a wall on her property line. She has since encompassed the easement, carrying her property line, the width of the easement, and planted trees in there. Now the tree debris is going in the adjacent guy's lot, which had it been the easement original tree debris, it would have been the city's responsibility to go in and remove it. Because it's our easement, dedicated to the public.
I just want to make sure I'm clear, Colleen. In a nutshell, the encroachment is the trees or the fence as well?
Yes. Now, when I spoke with Ms. Guido on the phone, she said, well, is all you need me to do remove the fencing? I said, you need to remove anything that you weren't permitted to put there. I'm under the assumption she has since removed the fence. I don't know. I didn't inspect it. I just know nothing can encroach in that easement because it's our easement.
I'm confused. This is my first encroachment case, so I am very confused about this case, and I'm not seeing many pictures that help me make a judgment about where the easement is, what is encroaching. I just can't tell. So if somebody could take me slowly through this, I'd really appreciate it.
Yes, I had them freeze the picture here so you can see the trees.
So it's those two palm trees?
Yes.
And where's the easement?
See the, that would be the south door. See where the cursor is?
Yeah.
There's a wooden fence.
Yes.
Okay, that's the easement. If you walk through and walk north, that'll be the easement. And the two palm trees you see, that's the encroachment. You know, those palm trees.
How big is the easement?
How wide?
Well, how wide, yeah.
Well, that would be something for the plan.
Oh, sure. Probably 15 feet.
Well, here. I'm here.
Use my Veronica.
Look at that.
15 feet.
Okay. I also need to understand if there's a walkway through that wall. Is that where we're standing or is coming this way?
Okay, this is her property line. See the white fence?
Right.
Property line.
Okay.
See the green thing going this way and all the trees and grass that's on the other side of the wall? Uh-huh. Not supposed to be there for 15 feet.
Okay.
Oh, so that you're saying she planted the tree? Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
And back to my original question, the item that's encroaching, is it just the trees?
It's the trees and if the fence still remains.
The wood fence?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the green fence going this way.
Okay.
That's not supposed
yours
to be there.
As well.
The
so
green
the was part of the permit.
Okay, but the encroachment is the wood fence and the trees, not the concrete fence. I mean,
correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, the concrete wall, just for understanding for the board members, and correct me if I'm wrong, Colleen, basically is permitted because it's on her property line. It defines the property line. Anything
okay.
beyond that is an encroachment.
Okay.
On city's property.
And how long is that green fence?
It looks like about 15 feet.
Did someone
15
give you a permit for that green fence?
Well, yeah, for the pool, when I did the pool.
No, that did they specifically have the fence in the permit?
Yes.
No.
I think
signed every fence permit for the city of Daytona Beach.
Ms. Guido, I think you're failing to understand that what Ms. Miles is not referring to the wall. She's referring to that wooden fence, and there's no permit, she's saying, for that particular portion.
Well, I had a revised permit.
Do you have a copy of that permit, ma'am? Where it includes the fence? Because I think that will.
In this bag, but I had to get several permits.
Do you want some help? I don't think we need to see it, Colleen. If you can just. Oh, okay. If it's there, if it's not, I mean.
Ms. Guido, do you?
She's saying it is.
Right.
Do you agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
No, because every place else on this, you can. I have pictures where people have gone to the fence. I mean, every place else on this plot. And. I told Colleen I was just going to go ahead and remove everything, and the neighbor said, no, you have to go and fight this, because I called the city. They said they didn't own it. They wouldn't clean it up. I took my own money to clean it up.
Hey, ma'am, looks like the city doesn't own it. It's still your property, but the city has a right of use. That's what they call a utility easement. You can't block a utility easement with the trees. Because they want to go in there and put pipes or water lines or sewer lines. They have to be able to do that without any increments.
Yeah,
that's
but
the
it's not blocked. Those trees don't block the easement.
Was there any? No. There any easement?
Actually, this is a little different.
This is one of the old easements. Yeah. This is not the accurate permit. This is for a patio slab, so this isn't going to show it. But this is going to show you the property line. The easement is between the rear property line of the property.
Okay,
to
so is this what it is?
It's
one.
The old kind.
Okay,
unfortunately, that's not going to show you.
So is this, if I can. It's just a public easement, is what I'm understanding. Which we have a few of those in the city, which are just gaps that allow public ingress, access.
Ma'am, please do not interrupt.
Allow to go in and do maintenance type of stuff, but it's still public easement. So because it's the public and it's in the city, it's the city's property.
Yeah, according to the plat, it's not on our property. It's an actual easement set aside for utility uses.
Well, then, is the city going to take care of it? I mean, I'm going to get rats again. My neighbors are going to have rats, and they wouldn't pay. They told me.
How much time, please, to remove that stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Chair will entertain a motion found and respond in noncompliance.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Himes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Asking her to do?
This is non-compliance first. Non-compliance or compliance. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. That was just something administrative we needed to do. Ms. Guido, how much time do you think you will need in order to remove the trees and do away with the encroachment? Or the fence, excuse me. And the trees, Colleen?
Yes.
But I don't understand when this is the other end of that. It's all blocked.
If you like, we can continue with code enforcement down the way. Sorry, Deb.
I mean, you cannot drive through. This is, you can't drive through the easement. It's a mess. If you want to see these pictures, this is the one end. And, I mean, it's blocked, and all over, and there was debris, and there were vagrants. I had people running through my
back door three times. And so that's why I put the gate up, so people wouldn't run through my...
Is there any room on your property to move that fence a little further into on your own property?
No, the wall was constructed on her property line with a permit that is still open, by the way.
Just in my... I'm sure Ms. Miles can testify, but I'm just asking her, this is complaint driven. This is not proactive. This is in response to a complaint. Debris that's going into the neighbor's pool from the trees, and that's what we're responding to in this circumstance. Yeah.
The neighbor has been extremely patient with this. This has been going on for more than a year. Ms. Guido and I have spoken multiple times over the last year, and each one of those times she said she was going to remove these encroachments. The gentleman has really been patient. He's getting palm fronds and stuff every time we have a storm. He gets all the little berry things in his pool. Unfortunately, he was going to be here today. He's in England. He's a back and forther. That's probably not appropriate. However, whatever he is, he tends to go to England quite often. The encroachment needs to be removed. Now, if there's other debris within that area, then perhaps Public Works needs to go out and mow it. But that's not under my purview.
Can I tell the man from England that if the city made him cut down this wall,
Ms. Guido? Ms. Guido.
Now, can I ask Colleen or Denzel? Now, when she removes the trees, we still have the fence. So you want the fence?
No, the wall has to be removed.
The wall
is fine, but the fence has to be removed as well.
The fence and the trees.
Okay. I still am not clear as to whether you had a permit for the fence or not.
No.
I thought that I did because I had to have my pool enclosed and pass inspection, and the fence was there when it passed inspection.
Well, was kind of, we wouldn't be able to grant her a permit.
Yes, it wasn't open.
On property that's not hers. So if it's not her property, she would have a permit.
So you can't produce a permit. What I'm asking you is, can you produce a permit for that green fence?
She just says she thought she had it.
Well,
she
that don't. Thinking is not
but
producing.
But the chance that my pool was enclosed, the fence was there when they passed the permit.
The fence has nothing to do with the pool enclosure. So what was inspected was the footers for the wall and the construction of the wall. And
this is the concrete wall, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you understand that, ma'am? It's the concrete wall that was approved for your pool, not the wooden fence.
But it wouldn't have been enclosed if those weren't up. But if those were not there, then my pool wouldn't have been enclosed.
Let's do this one little aside thing real quick. Here is a survey that you got for you to do this little concrete pad thing. See a little concrete pad that's out in front of your house? See this? I mean, that's out in back of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the rear of your house. You stuck your pool in here, right? Here's your property line where the masonry block wall goes. Here's where you put the fence. That's not on your property. So
but it's not the city's property either, because that's what you told me.
Yes, it is.
That's not what I told you. I told you what.
Colleen, doesn't the concrete wall encompass the area of the pool? That's what it looks like to me from here.
Correct.
Do we have a better picture that we could see how the pool is enclosed?
The pool is on the right-hand side of this picture.
Exactly true. It's on the pavers are her pool, and then the mustard color, it's probably not mustard color, are the other walls, the perimeter walls on the sides. See?
Okay.
Mustard
no,
down
no,
there?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
The picture that had the tan.
Right
there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the neighbor.
This is the man from England.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, where you see the green grass.
All that is her.
That's
the
pool's behind.
To the left.
Right. Now, if you look to your far left, I think your pool is that way.
That's the pool.
That's, I see the pool.
Okay. So
I was thinking maybe that the pool was on this side.
So how would the pool be enclosed without that green fence?
She has a permit. Well, the green fence wouldn't do it because she has a
it
permit.
It wouldn't be.
For
if
a masonry.
I take down the fence.
Ma'am, her question is directed to Colleen.
She has a permit for a masonry block wall.
Okay. Has her wall went up yet?
This permit is open.
It's been open.
Okay, so the wall we're seeing is not her wall.
That may be the British man.
Oh, okay. That's her wall.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Denzel.
May I say something? And maybe just to clear it up. That white wall goes to her neighbor.
Okay.
Okay.
If she erected her wall, it would be 15 feet away from there. Then you would have a walk space or a gap of 15 feet between the two walls.
Yeah. Gotcha. So she doesn't have a fence.
She doesn't
except
have
for the
a wall.
The
there's
well,
no
she has
wall.
A permit for a wall.
Right.
It okay. has not been erected as yet.
Okay.
Yes, it has. Over there's my wall, and behind, that's what the fence attaches to.
In the rear of the property, the only wall you see is the one they're using together. Right?
Okay.
So and what is, let me ask, what is that white? I just saw the error. Okay, that's the
that's
green
the,
thing. What
it.
Is that?
That's
no, my wall.
That's her wall on the south side. Of her property.
There's not one running between them.
But it's not one
in between.
It does turn and it connects to
she's connected to her neighbor's wall.
To the fence.
Basically.
Oh, okay.
And then the opening she's using is that fence, the green fence.
Okay. Ma'am, do you understand that this fence and these trees need to go?
Well, but who's going to, I'm going to get rats again.
Okay, but that, now, you place that call to the city. If there is ever debris in there, the city will maintain it. That's the city's.
No,
that's
they
the
wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I asked them to do it, and they said FPL on this property. I called FPL, they said no, and then I talked to somebody else. I have the numbers, and he said, go ahead and maintain it, take care of it. The city isn't
going to
take care of it.
Okay,
Ms. Guido. They obviously haven't. If you would look at this picture,
we're not disputing whether or not the property was maintained, but we have to dispute you can't take ownership of it because it wasn't maintained. You don't have a right to just assume property because it's not maintained. Mm-hmm. How long will it take you to remove the fence and the trees? That's the only question on the floor.
I'm gonna remove it and put it for sale by now.
Okay, so 30 days should be adequate enough time for you to remove the fence and the trees. That's all we're asking.
I think the motion should not.
Well, wait. I want to know who's gonna take care.
That's another issue. That issue is outside of the purview of this particular board, Ms. Guido. And in addition to that, Ms. Guido, let me speak just for a sec. In addition to that, you've heard testimony from a city official that says the city has responsibility, owns that particular property. You've heard that from Ms. Miles.
But she doesn't maintain it.
She is not her responsibility, but if you contact the city, you can try to maybe call Public Works and start there, or yes, you can be directed to the right department. Chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to allow the respondent 30 days to bring the property into compliance or return to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Yes.
Second.
August 3rd would be the cutoff. It's a little short.
September 1st, Mr. Brown?
September 1st.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, a second by Mrs. Himes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. We've allowed you until September 1st, 2011, to bring the property into compliance. Ms. Guido, if you run into any problems, you can contact the inspector.
I'd just like to say that's why they couldn't be within the
shape. And I completely understand what you were attempting to do with the fence.
You know, I made that beautiful. I think I deserve a beautification.
Ms. Guido, understand, we're not disputing this is pretty. We're not disputing that. But you can't beautify property that's not yours.
But nobody would take responsibility for the property. I tried. I called. I had rats. My neighbor had rats. Bruce Harden. He works for the city.
We understand.
Did you plant those trees?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You can probably move the trees to another part of your property, but they can't exist in that area.
I'm going to plant a sycamore grove.
That's all within your purview, ma'am. All righty.
Thank you very much. Let me just dispose of case number 28. Case number 28 is CEB 071110, excuse me, I meant 27.
Okay.
Case number 27, which is CEB 071104, Perros Properties LLC, which is in compliance as of June 24, 2011. Are there other respondents who are present who would like to come forward so we can dispose of your case? You can come forward. What is the case number?
It's number 28.
28. And case number 28 is CEB 071105, Larry Lazera. Property is located at 504 Seabreeze Boulevard. And would you state your name and be sworn? Okay. Denzel, what can you tell us about it?
Are you
going to
be testifying, sir?
No. Can you talk to you in the north of Damson
Street? Okay. But you do have permission to speak on behalf of your father, Mr. Lazera? Yes, you can. Thank you. Go ahead, Denzel.
Yes, this property is still in non-compliance. As you can see, they have their A-frame signs out for advertisement, as well as patio furniture. And they've been asked numerous times to remove it, and they have not. And unfortunately, the property owners are here now because that's who we're dealing with.
Okay.
And they're run into a difficult situation dealing with the tenant, and that's why she's here and wanted to speak to you.
Okay.
I want to put something that my father counseled to you, if I could make. Because the tenant we have a problem with him. I'm sorry that my language is not enough. I'm not Armenian, so it's fine. Can you summarize it for us? Yes. My father wants me to read this for a couple
summarize
of
minutes.
Summarize. What's mean summarize?
Just give us a brief synopsis of what it says.
It says, my name is Larry Lazaro. I am the owner of 500-506 building on Seabreeze Boulevard, Dayton Ridge. I'm complaining about my tenant, Julia Mzai, and his guarantor, Timothy Lyle. That's the guy who's always under. He's just using her, actually. Which I never wanted to rent my store to them first place. At first, Timothy Lyle called my house constantly, day and evening. In my gut, I felt he was a not good person. He was bothering us. He was very disrespectful. I refused to rent the store to him. Soon after, he bring Julia Mzaya. He was just like a chuckle and high, the type of person. He want me to rent the store to her. I refused. I knew it was for him. He was using her to get to the store, and he insists over and over her credit was good, and he sent Julie to us along so she can convince us to give it to her. But she showed us a framed newspaper article that he had a business on Orlando, some kind of, and it says on that the city of Orlando trying to kick him out, but he keeps hanging on with his. With his chipped tooth and bruises. And then when I came to Ms. Collins, I talked to her about this. I knew it was bad. I refused to rent. And few times, both of them come to my house and knock our door and sunset. And start yelling and threatening. And also constantly calling home, threatening to sue us.
Ms. Lazaro, let me just ask you a question. Do you believe that you can, well, how much time would it take you to encourage your tenant to remove the signs?
He doesn't.
And to remove the patio furniture that exists?
Please let me.
Answer the question, ma'am.
I can get it. I'm sorry.
This is the chair.
Excuse me. This is going to be a.
Okay, sure.
This is.
I need to speak.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is also a police issue. There's been numerous complaints. It's also an alarm bell issue. They have an injunction against these people. They're going to court proceedings. They're doing everything that they can do legally, but it has become a criminal issue. So I just wanted you guys to know that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
What was that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have pictures. We can rent our place or sell because he said he paid full 1 year. He didn't want that.
How much time do you need to get this solved?
My attorney wrote a letter, and I said that he must go out and I'm sorry. The lease is finished until September 30. The reason I went is because he pushed me to give him five more years, he's battering us, and then threatening to give him five more years. But then I went to my attorney and said we don't have to, and then we wrote letters to him to vacate the promises on September 30.
When is your hearing for that particular matter?
I'm sorry?
When is your hearing date? When are you going to court?
We're not going to court yet.
Do you have a date? This is not the, at least the advice she's expressing that she's getting from her attorney is that they will not, they'll not have to renew
right.
the lease.
So,
the lease will
so it'll just terminate.
So their intention is to at least terminate on its own and these people get out.
Okay.
What I'm from understanding.
Yes, yes.
And so... based on their reliance on your recommendations from there.
What was the lease termination date, though?
September 30th.
So October.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's closing those things, all the stores.
We understand.
And he said that he wants to
continue. No, we can set the compliance date for October. October 5th, Denzel. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I think we need to give time. I mean, tenants hold over sometimes. And with unless you... And then you go to court when they hold over that, you know, 3 days over or whatever after you've given notice, right?
Yeah, right. But we'll know that in October. Yeah.
Right.
So if she comes
right.
back in October, so I'm in the process of eviction. We'll give some more time. But
yeah. Okay.
Let's
fine.
Go in October
Good.
Day.
Okay.
And if the lease is scheduled to terminate on September 30th, the cutoff date for October will be October 5th, which is 5 days later anyway.
Right. Sure.
And then our meeting date will be October 13th. So I think that will be enough time.
If we find this property in noncompliance, is it in any of our you know things where that will hurt them as owners for this property being?
I'm in the
504 Seabreeze. I don't think that's in the master plan.
Okay.
No.
Right.
Okay. Ms. Lozaro, do you agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
There is a violation, yes.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until October 5th, 2011, to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
If he doesn't
have it, I'm
sorry.
Well, let's give that a Ms. Symes since I missed it a few times. Okay. Who has the motion then?
I think I do.
Mr. Bourne's has the motion. You'll take the second, Ms. Symes.
Yes.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Bourne, second by Mrs. Symes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign.
Denzel, you want to explain to her what we just did?
Okay.
May I ask one
compliance, yes.
Can you take the right side and explain what we're doing with the BZ? Sit down.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Amy, what did we determine on number 7, or is that another case?
That was just
a progress report.
Yeah.
No, okay.
And that'll be back.
And we already, we have a...
We just put the flyer.
We're on 16 now.
Okay. All right.
15, actually.
Okay, moving forward. We also have another, looks like, respondent. Good morning. Good morning.
That is 07.
What's your last name?
Carter.
Okay.
Number
19.
Okay.
My name is Craig Carter, and address is 213 South Key Street. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Just for the record, case number 19 is CEB 071196. Craig Carter, property is located at 213 South Key Street. What can you tell us? Good morning, Ms. Lopez.
This property has extensive exterior damage. It has the windows broken, painted. The exterior of the wood, exterior paint peeling on the wood and concrete, also broken windows on the property.
Okay, you didn't note the concrete damage, but so we'll have to only deal with the broken windows and the peeling paint, unless it's just not on here. Is that part of the violation?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You didn't note on the, at least on our record, it doesn't show anything about the concrete.
Yeah, I put peeling paint in general.
Peeling paint and broken windows. Okay. What would you like to tell us, Mr. Carter?
Sir, right at the present time, it's going to take me at least probably about 3 months to really correct total problem. I have the materials, but I do not have the paint for the peeling, the scrapers, the rollers, and everything else, but not peeling paint. Because I'm on a fixed income for one thing. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take me about 3 more months to probably even get to it. The windows are going to be the biggest problem to get done. But I don't even know how they got broken, actually.
Mr. Carter, do you live there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, do you agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes, sir.
Chair would entertain a motion found in respondent noncompliance.
So moved.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. That was something administrative we need to do, Mr. Clotter.
I was going to ask if there's any kind of assistance that the city can give me as for the paint or any kind of help.
If I'm not mistaken,
you can obtain paint from Home Depot or Lowe's. They have some mistint paint that they probably could donate to the city or to the property owner, or get it at a real cheap rate.
Okay.
And you said it'll take you about 3 months to get all this accomplished?
3 or 4 months, sir, yes.
Is that something that's...
I understand. That's what we're asking.
Is that something that's amenable to...
I believe we give him 30 days to try and come compliance and see where we at that time. I think 30 days is a fair amount of time to paint, peeling paint, okay, and repair the windows.
Mr. Bryant, do you want to say something?
Please be sure.
I just wanted to make the resident aware that he can procure paint from the counter. If he goes over to the counter, have someone goes over to the counter for him, he may be able to get some paint to assist him with him.
Okay.
I also know him personally. I will work with him and make him aware that he is in a redevelopment area, so before he paints this house, it has to be approved by our redevelopment area, one of the representatives.
And the paint at the county, that's free, right? Is that?
Yes.
Okay. And you said, Mr. Carter, you have the supplies, you just don't have the paint, right?
I don't have the paint.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll work with him to try to help him bring it.
Okay.
Going
to
give 30 days on progress.
Mm-hmm. Okay, progress report, maybe 60 days for compliance. Okay.
Is it just window panes that need to be replaced, or are they whole windows? Sometimes those
are... The glass itself.
Excuse me?
The glass itself.
Just the panes. Okay.
Okay. And you asked for 60 days, Mr. Clotter, is that right?
Yes, for 90 days.
Oh, 90 days.
Yes.
Considering his income, is that something we might be able to do?
And I'm also disabled. I'm trying somebody to help me.
Okay. And Mr. Bryant has offered some assistance to you, so I think with you all working together, we can probably make everything happen and bring the property back into compliance. Slow pass, considering he's on fixed income, is it possible we can maybe extend that to October 5th versus September 1st with a progress report for each month? What we're going to do, consider, Mr. Carter, is maybe give you the 90 days, but ask that you provide a progress report at our August 11th and September 8th meetings. You don't have to show up yourself. You can provide the information to Mr. Lopez, and he can deliver the information.
Yes, sir.
That's something that you feel that you can accomplish. Chair would entertain a motion allowing the respondent until October 5th, 2011 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Also requiring the respondent to provide a progress report at our August 11th and September 8th meetings. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Ms. Borns. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay. Do you have any questions, Mr. Carter?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day. Progress reports. August 11th and 9-8. Okay. 15. Mm-hmm. We have someone in the back. Were you here to testify for a case, sir? Okay, I'm watching this. Just for the record, case number 14 is CEB061186. The property is in compliance as of July 6, 2011. Case number 15 is CEB061189, Masood Purandi. It's a parcel, and it's located on Earl Street. Just for the record, the parcel number is 5305-0813-0014.
He obtained his permits. It's been a a car hit it, and he has pulled the permit and had it done and painted, and it's approved as of yesterday.
So compliance.
Compliance date yesterday. Yeah. And
thanks, Michael.
See the photo.
The
compliance photo will be there in a second.
Okay. So the property is in compliance as of July 13, 2011. Case number 16 is CEB061191, 415 Main Street, LLC. Property is located at 14 North Hollywood Avenue.
Compliance, the 12th.
Compliance achieved as of July 12, 2011. Case number 17 is CEB07. Hold on a moment. Michael, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. Didn't want to make you hang around. Okay. Case number 17 is CEB071194, James Curtis. The property is located at 548 Cedar Street.
This is a single-family residence. It has extensive exterior damage, along with trash and debris out in the front. I've tried to make contact with the owner or someone there, and no one has contacted me. I'm unable to reach anybody. But it's just a big pile of mess that's on that property, along with the exterior walls, windows. There's no electric power on this house. I took a picture of the meter. It should be coming up. This property is a real eyesore in the redevelopment area.
Is it occupied, Lopez?
I've tried to get in contact with somebody. The times that I've visited, I knocked on the door or on the gate, because there is a dog there, so I haven't knocked on the door but on the gate, and I'm unable to find anybody there. I spoke with a neighbor across the street, which I also have a violation case on, and she says someone does live there, but I have not visually seen anybody.
And you do have a signature from the certified mail that you did sign.
Okay.
Yes. Something James.
But I do have a question here, though. We addressed this, and we have this note with James Curtis. I see that he signed Curtis James. Do you know if that's since it's kind of two first names?
Yeah, no, sir, I don't have first-hand knowledge.
I'm going to give the next meeting anyway. To check to see if that's correct when you notice it.
Is this a homesteaded property? Or owner-occupied?
No.
It says James Curtis, but I think the property appraiser's website is last name Curtis.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not showing it's homesteaded.
How much time do you think it would take to bring it into compliance? Or, well, actually, we can just set it for next month and deal with it then. Mm-hmm. Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until August 3rd, 2011 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borns. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. In case number 18 is CEB 071195, Land Trust 554 Cedar Care of Trustee LLC. Property is located at 554 Cedar Street.
This was a citizen's complaint. Since the tenant has been evicted, I've noticed this is current. The property owner has cleaned up the property with the exception of the tires. The property is open. There was extensive minimum housing damage inside. So for the reason the windows could be open is probably he's trying to vent out the interior, is my guess. I have not made contact with the property owner, but the exterior seems to have been cleaned up. Besides the tires, the interior has extensive damage from the wood floors having holes, the stairwell having no rails. It's just a big mess inside for it to be renting as well as not having no rental license.
Okay. Is it occupied?
Currently, no. The tenants have been evicted.
I have.
So as of today's inspection, it's vacant.
I have passed this particular property, Mr. Lopez, sometimes in the evening. I just happen to go through there trying to get the Ridgewood. And periodically, I'll see individuals, and they're seemingly working. So you might want to try it one evening to catch someone there. It's possible. I'm not sure. Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance, allowing respondent until October 3rd, 2011 to come into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day and a one-time administrative fee of $250.
Did you mean to say August 3rd?
August 3rd.
All righty.
August 3rd, 2011, and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
And
second.
A one-time administrative fee of $250 if compliance is not achieved.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Ms. Kundick. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Just a quick question, Mr. Chair. If the house is vacant, do we need to make a requirement? Can we attach that requirement for the two?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Chances are they're going to occupy it.
Just from what the inspector said, I wonder if this is a house that should be occupied prior to the repairs. I mean, is it that?
It's severe that where it should not be occupied until all violations have been repaired.
We can amend.
That's a potential rental address of one, no occupation.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Brown, would you amend your motion to state that the property should not be occupied until all violations have been corrected?
That is a friendly amendment accepted.
Okay. And Ms. Kundi?
Second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. We have disposed of case number 19. Case number 20 is CEB 071197, Grant Tolliver Jr. Property is located at 529 South Street.
This is a rental property on South Street. I've made verbal contact with the property owner. She lives down south, I believe in Fort Myers. The tenants have been evicted. The property is vacant. The front part of the property is vacant. The rear side of the property is rented right here. It's rented with another individual, so the house is actually rent. It's like a duplex, if you will. Has no water heater in the front of the property. The electrical outlets needs to be repaired. It's leakage in the roof that needs to be repaired. So major minimum housing issues that need to be attended to, along with obtaining an occupational license, which currently they don't have.
What unit is that?
It's the front unit.
Do these conditions exist in the back unit as well? Or were you not able to get in?
No, I wasn't able to get in contact, get into the rear part of the property. The tenant wouldn't allow me to go in. Okay. Seeing that the tenant in front was getting evicted, she made the complaint, and that was my reason for obtaining egress.
Chairman, and do you have additional comments?
That's it.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and requiring the respondent to bring the property into compliance by August 3rd, 2011, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day, and requiring that the property remain unoccupied until all violations have been corrected to city standards.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borens. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Can I ask? There are two units. This is a duplex, basically, right? And the front is not occupied, but the back is.
Yes, it is. That's correct.
Are we asking for the back not to be occupied as well?
Well, no. This is a single-family home. Once they obtain an occupational license, I'm sure it's not going to be allowed to be rented in the rear part of the house. So, no, your question is only for the front of the property at this time,
because we don't know what.
I don't have any evidence or any pictures from the rear
unit yet.
But when this person applies for an occupational license, then will you be able to go in and inspect that rear apartment?
The building inspector would inspect the property, and if there's any violations, I will be informed.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board?
Yeah, I have a question. Did we address the occupancy? I don't remember. Here.
Yes, sir. It's
Well, actually, not in the motion, because I forgot there was one that was already occupied in the rear. So, Mr. Brown, would you amend your order to include that it also includes a one-time administrative $250 if the owner does not secure an occupational license?
Yes.
I know, but I didn't state it.
Okay.
And the motion second was Mr. Borens. Would you amend your second, Mr. Borens?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 21 is CEB 071198 ATC Realty 1 LLC, 1401 South Nova Road.
It's non-compliance. Next cutoff.
Chair would entertain a motion found the respondent in non-compliance and requiring the respondent to bring the property into compliance by August 3rd, 2011, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Borens. Second. There a second. Second by Mr. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
That was Harrington.
Correct. Mr. Harrington has the second. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 22 is CEB 071199, which is in compliance as of June 28, 2011. Case number 23 is CEB 0711100, Riverland Gas and Oil Incorporated, and Carla C. Pfeffer, trustee. Property is located at 100 South Ridgewood Avenue.
That's in compliance July 7th.
We have disposed of case number 24, case number 25, case number 26, and case number 27, which was in compliance of the June 24, 2011, and we've also disposed of case number 28. Is there any miscellaneous business by any member of the board or city staff?
There's an upcoming commission workshop, code workshop, 21st.
Okay.
The kind that you probably knows all about it.
Last night we had the city had a code enforcement forum for citizens to come, and code enforcement presented all the different things that they were doing and trying to do and how the system works. The code enforcement workshop will involve the commission and possible changes to ordinances and just whatever they want to consider. I did notice last night, Mr. Jackson, I wanted to ask you something. Ms. Hartman said, you know, in the local government code enforcement boards, that handout?
Yeah.
That it is up to the board to determine whether something's a serious threat. We get to determine what serious threats are to, like, make local community standards. Is that what she meant? That we get to determine that?
No.
Safely.
That's a standard that allows for certain an enhanced penalty, a higher penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be something that you'd be doing based on the advice from the council, understanding the case law and what is recognized of those types of events. I can't think of any events that we may have had one or in the 13 years I've been around here, or however 12 years, whatever it's been. We may have one that we saw as to reach that standard, and actually, I believe we had one where we imposed a $50,000 fine as a result of it. But it's a standard that's, I don't know, I think it's pretty, looked at as pretty high. But yes, that's true. There is a standard that allows for certain enhancements, as well as the whole issue of being able to order cleanup and change.
Okay, thanks.
What was the time?
That's related to our handout that we didn't. In fact, I think it would possibly be great if we could probably send that out.
I agree.
Both added, both things, even though y'all addressed those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Four p.m.
4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Right here.
What day of the week is that?
Thursday.
A week from today.
A week from today. At 4.
Amy, if I may ask, and I know you normally would do this anyway, can you give us a calendar with the dates for 2012?
Yes,
because we were looking at
that
one going forward into 2012, and we didn't have a date, so we didn't impose that.
Yeah,
I know normally you would do it anyway. So. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other member of the board have any questions, comments, concerns, city staff? Okay. Are we adjourned?
Adjourned.